I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Hamas has reasserted control on the streets of Gaza. It is sending a message that with the ceasefire, it is the only visible authority in Gaza. This has huge implications for the Trump peace plan. Is there peace in Gaza? Although some people in the U.S. were trumpeting the ceasefire and hostage exchange as peace, anybody using any form of critical thinking saw it as a great day, but also not peace. In the past couple of days, Hamas fighters blindfolded 8 men accused of collaborating with Israel, made them kneel on a busy street in Gaza City, and at point-blank range, executed them. Hamas may have stopped hiding and fighting against Israel, but it has launched a new violent campaign to reassert control over local families and militias that had challenged its power during the past 2 years of war. According to the Trump 20-point plan, Hamas will eventually be required to decommission its weapons and not have any role in governing Gaza. It lacks details, but while taking reporters' questions and then repeated a day later, Trump says Hamas best not overstep.
Well, they're going to disarm, and because they said they were going to disarm. And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
How will you do that?
I don't have to explain that to you. But if they don't disarm, we will disarm them. They know I'm not playing games.
His later clarification now says, quote, "We will have no choice but to go in and kill them." He did not specify how or whether it would be Israeli or U.S. troops. He also said that Hamas had taken out a couple of gangs that were very bad. And he said, quote, "That didn't bother me much, to be honest with you." Israel, under the ceasefire, is restrained from doing anything at this point, and so far Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is doing just that, waiting unless...
All hell breaks loose, okay? Well, I hope it doesn't. I hope we can do this peacefully, and we're certainly ready to do so.
Now, Hamas publicly has said it's willing to relinquish governance of Gaza, but in private, sources say they will be a part of the social administrative fabric and will continue to play a role. So, questions. Where are we? We have a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, hostages exchanged, but is there peace in Gaza? Is the Trump plan in jeopardy of falling apart? Is this what Israel has been warning about and saying it needed to eliminate Hamas? What does the Trump threat against Hamas mean, saying it will be taken care of violently? Does that mean now that U.S. troops will be sent in? Does the joy of several days ago now seem to be one of trepidation and uncertainty? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.